Matthew Sanford, the yoga teacher. He's not just a yoga teacher.
I'm president of Mind Body Solutions, a nonprofit 501c3. I'm an author, I'm a yoga teacher, and I do public speaking. I was in a car accident when I was 13. My father and sister were killed, and I was rendered with a spinal cord injury, so that was 33 years ago. And I encountered a rehabilitation model that basically guided me to overcome my body and drag my paralyzed body through life. I'm paralyzed from the chest down.
In 2002, Sanford founded Mind Body Solutions, a nonprofit organization that offers traditional and adaptive yoga classes to those dealing with trauma, loss, and disability.
One of the truths about yoga is that the principles of yoga don't discriminate. Yoga poses do. And there are ways to teach yoga and experience yoga that aren't as dependent on full physical performance, like I can't stand, but I can still get the insight out of standing poses.
But how does someone in a wheelchair practice yoga? Meet Tiffany Carlson.
All right, well, my name is Tiffany Carlson, and I am a student of Matthew Sanford's. I started doing yoga with Matt about 4 or 5 years ago.
Tiffany is a quadriplegic. She is paralyzed from the neck down. Naturally, she was worried.
I was worried, oh my God, I'm not going to be able to balance in the poses because I don't have any torso balance.
Carlson sustained a spinal cord injury from a diving accident. It was a typical summer day. She went down to the lake to hang out with her friends. She recalls that moment as if it were yesterday. She was 14 years old.
That moment, I started a new life. I was in a new body. I had no other option but to forge a new life. It's not about poses, you know. It's about the mind and body connection. Really what that's about is the energetic connection going through your body. It's the energy.
Adaptive yoga focuses on 4 key principles.
Grounding, expansion, balance, and rhythm. And those are like the 4 main things that you learn in an adaptive yoga class. For someone in a wheelchair, that can be huge, just feeling more grounded, you know, like feeling connected to the earth. When you're in a wheelchair, you're sitting there and you're kind of elevated, you're like kind of in the throne, which sounds kind of cool, but not all the time, and you're not getting that earth connection that as a human being we still need. I am paralyzed, but I'm first and foremost a human being, you know, and yoga honors that as well. So just getting out of your wheelchair and onto a mat is huge.
Adaptive yoga is about making yoga accessible.
We can teach anybody, okay, anybody. Yoga does not depend on being able to physically necessarily perform certain poses. So it has nothing to do with being able to put your leg behind your head. It has to do with bringing more awareness rather than less to movement. Trying to do things like realize basic truths in the mind-body relationship. Part of the problem for mind-body solutions is our realization is so simple that people tend to overlook its transformative potential. Living in your life with a slumped over chest and with bad posture, that's not a moral issue. If you lift your chest, you actually engage with the world differently. Our approach in adaptive yoga is we teach poses, you're going to work hard, but we're going to adapt them and we're going to focus more on what the experience of the pose is as opposed to what the final visual product is. And in a way, I would say in some ways, our adaptive yoga classes are harder than, not necessarily physically harder, but harder than our traditional classes, because you have to be more patient with less physical movement. And that doesn't mean it's not physical, but it takes a deeper student to stay with an adaptive yoga class.
For KFAI, I'm Flor Trevino. Ten Thousand Fresh Voices is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.